This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or Joe at TheRealSide.com, Joe at TheRealSide.com. Those of you who are watching, got a big smile on my face, because out of the corner of my shoulder, I am watching Kamala Harris, or Carmela Harris, or whatever you want to call her, try to explain why she hasn't been to the border. And when she was asked, you know, why haven't you been to the border yet? I mean, are you going to the border? And she's like, well, I haven't gone to Europe yet either. I mean, what are we playing? Teenage high school games? Is this you guys on the left that troll the show? I mean, seriously, this is the best you can do? She's got that nervous giggle whenever she knows she's caught or she doesn't know what to do. How sad is that? How sad is that? The Democrat leaders, they're like locusts. I mean, look at Pelosi and Schumer, what have you. They come in, they take control, they ravage, they destroy everything in their sight. Now, I hate to say this, but I think at that level, it's in their DNA. They're programmed. I don't know. I can't think of any other. Why would you do what you do? Why would you come in and start ripping apart things that are working? The border control crisis, the drug crisis. This was all not totally under control, but very much under control. And they wiped it out. They're doing the same thing in L.A. County. The L.A. County Board of Supervisors, not all of them, but four of them, which is more than enough. They want to wipe out the ability, to a big degree, of the schools being allowed to have resource officers. They're actually usually sheriffs or local police that are contracted with the schools to be there on the school grounds. Now, there's 2,000 kids, 1,500 to 2,000 kids on the average school grounds. And these officers are asked to be there, you know, to keep the kids safe, to help out, to kind of use their expertise to figure out what kid's in trouble. Maybe they can help, you know, figure out what's going on with somebody before it actually happens. And those godless, soulless people that have decided that because out of 2,000 kids, 50 of them might feel bad, and it's not true. This I know from surveys and past experience, that 50 or so kids that belong to a certain, what they call, subset. Now, isn't that racist in and of itself? They're a subset of the regular group. They're subhuman to the regular group. It's amazing. You want to talk? I could have a field day with their own words, where they like to have a play on their own words. So a particular subset of kids might feel bad. So I'm supposed to put the risk and the security of 1,950 other kids at risk because 50 kids feel bad. It's amazing. I'm telling you, if I got any other school board members listening to this show, don't let anything creep in. You challenge everything that doesn't make any sense, that goes against common sense, and is nothing more than just a social justice virtue garbage. Because that's what it is. We've gotten to the point in California when it comes to education is we dumb things down so kids can pass. We dumb things down so we can still get federal money. How is that kid going to compete? You know, these people love globalism, right? How is that kid going to compete globally with others? You going to dumb down the education across the planet? I don't think so. All right, now that you got my blood pressure up, I'll come back down again. Acclaimed New York City reporter and editor Seth Barron is going to join me after the break. He's written a new book called The Last Days of New York. You know, when people ask how New York, in the future, when they ask how New York City fell, he's going to have to, I mean, you're going to have to tell them the truth. They won't take credit for it. Dems don't take credit for anything. Alfonso Rachel Zoe is 1,000% right when he says, it's our fault. Stop pushing back against systemic racism. There is systemic racism. You know who perpetuates it? Who keeps it rolling? Who strengthens it on a daily basis? The Democrats. They're the ones that keep it rolling. They're the ones that are the racist. They have a history of it. They continue. And they voted for a racist. There isn't anybody. Anybody in that party doesn't know that Joe Biden was one, next to Jimmy Carter, one of the biggest racists in the Democrat Party. They were probably fighting with each other to take first place, him and Carter. And there's video after video after video. But that's okay. Nobody called him out for that, did they? Nobody in the news did, which shows you that it's fake news. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, they are fake news outlets. Just amazing. Again, step up. Get your friends to step up. If you're in a black or Hispanic or Asian community, step up and say something. They don't care about you. Look at what they do for you. They don't care about you. And I'll probably be called racist for this, but I don't really care either. The Asian community, to a big part, all about education. They go looking. They move into areas that have great education system, great schools. And they do that for their kids. They do that because they know how important it is. Now, maybe some of you can't move out of your areas. Maybe you live in areas and it's all you can afford. But I'll tell you what you can do. You can fight back. Stop voting for those people who don't care about you, who keep your kids down, who don't hire the right people to educate your kids. All right, you're gonna cool off. Be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to Real Side.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. This is Real Time on GCN Live. If you want text alerts about the show, simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And just be involved, just be engaged. Head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can get involved in the chat room up there. You can find the show just about anywhere. You have no excuses whatsoever for missing the show. Now, you guys know how I love to rip on some of these Democrat cities, and I never understood. I really don't get this, and maybe because I'm not well educated. But when you look at Portland, you look at Seattle, you look at Chicago, you look at New York City, and look at all the issues that are going down in those places, I no longer have sympathy for these people. They keep voting the Blasios of the world back in. And I don't get it. I don't understand it. But I'm bringing people on that have a clue. So acclaimed New York City reporter and editor Seth Baron joins me. He's written a book called The Last Days of New York, A Reporter's True Tale. And he makes a comment, which is true. In the future, when people ask how New York City fell to pieces, I would just say, have you met the Democrats? Seth, how you doing? Thanks for joining me.
I'm doing great, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
But it's been a puzzlement to me for years, the way, you know, Republicans that have made it to you know, mayor of New York, they've done well. Rudy Giuliani did well there. And what happened? How does somebody like de Blasio get in?
Well, you got to remember, Giuliani was elected 30 years ago, practically. So it was a different city.
Okay.
You know, culturally, demographically, politically, things have changed a lot. You know, there's been an enormous, it's always this way. There's a lot of inflows and a lot of outflows. And also, I think maybe people have gotten, people got a little too comfortable and used to the prosperity and the public safety Giuliani and Bloomberg brought us. And, you know, they were willing to go along with this, sorcerer's poison, that de Blasio offered up, that, he was gonna make the city the biggest, the fairest big city in the country. He was gonna eliminate the Tale of Two Cities and help all the poor and so forth. But really what he was selling was just old-fashioned class warfare with some racial division mixed in there. And, you know, it's not like I said, not everything goes to hell all at once, but he and all the progressives who came in with him, they rotted out the pillars of our prosperity and our public safety. And when COVID hit, the whole thing collapsed.
Think about how exciting that was for these people. When COVID hit, a lot of these Democrats got exactly what they always wanted. Total dominance, total control, dictatorial control of these cities and towns and states, for that matter, didn't they?
I can't tell you how right you are. De Blasio, in his whole career, he always goes on and on and on about the New Deal, the 1930s, the Great Depression. He hankers for that. He loves the idea of total societal collapse and the government can step in. He wrote a New York Times editorial last year saying that the federal government should nationalize all industry and draft every medical doctor and nurse into, you know, so this is like his vision. His school's chancellor said, yes, well, you can never waste a good crisis to reform things.
Wow.
He's still upset that things aren't locked down anymore. You know, no, you're totally right. That's exactly what it is on the national level and on the local level. They just want to remake everything.
Seth, you think about the failures of the New York City schools, and one of the things I rail on a regular basis, again, is education in this country. And if you look at the big cities like New York, they are failing the same groups that they say they care about, the black and Hispanic communities. And, you know, look what he did there. Look what he did to the religious communities, especially to the Jews, dragging them out of the synagogues. And I'm saying to myself, these groups have always been somewhat oppressed by the Democrats. Not somewhat, but they've been oppressed by the Democrats. And yet, it's kind of like when it comes to voting time, it's, thank you, sir, may I have another?
You know, this is the old question, and that's above my pay grade. It's going to take, you know, maybe Trump can figure it out. I don't know why they keep doing it, but I'll tell you something. You know, we have an election in a few weeks, the primary election, and whoever the Democrat is who wins is going to be the next mayor. You know, that's just unfortunately the way it goes here.
I like the way you said that. When the next Democrat that wins, are there not any Republican challengers that might be able to pull it off?
I mean, we have Curtis Sliwa is probably going to be the Republican nominee. I don't know if you know who he is. He founded the Guardian Angels.
Yep.
He's a real character. This goes back to the 70s and 80s, and he's a known presence. And he's pro public safety. He's got all the right ideas. It's not going to happen. Look, the last Republican we had was Bloomberg. How many billionaires are running around willing to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to get themselves elected? I mean, it's not the most common
thing
in the world.
You're 100% right. What about Giuliani's son? And is nobody else about thinking about throwing their hat in the ring?
I mean, Giuliani's son might be a very nice fellow, but he's not. He hasn't like accomplished anything yet.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's planning to run for governor. I mean, I would say maybe he should get like a regular career, like, you know, succeed at a lower level first. I think we've seen enough politicians' sons, like, you know, well, like Andrew Cuomo.
Right.
You know, we've had enough of that. But,
yeah, but that was a mafia deal. Come on, let's be honest about it, right? I mean, I'm not trying to get you in trouble, but
No comment. I don't want to wind up with a horse's head in my bed tomorrow.
You know, go ahead.
Listen, the problem that New York faces right now is that even though a law and order style Democrat may win the mayoralty, like this guy Eric Adams, he's a former cop, he's a black guy, he should have the right perspective. But even if he were really strong on law and order, here's the problem. The progressives in the last 8 years have managed to codify their whole wish list of reforms and, you know, practices that stifle policing, that ensure that criminals are going to get sprung from jail, that people who have been convicted will get early parole. You know, all of there's a whole host of things: bail reform, criminal discovery reform, a diaphragm law, meaning that cops can't, like, when if they're arresting somebody, they can't lean on their chest at all because that might obstruct their airways.
God bless. All right. Well, we got a lot more coming up after the break. A lot more to talk about after the break. Joe Mattini, your host, this is the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Health officials in the U.S. are pushing to get more people vaccinated against COVID, warning that variants of the virus could quickly spread. White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci said Tuesday that slowing vaccination rates could leave the U.S. open to the proliferation of the Delta variant, first identified in India. That variant has become the dominant strain seen in new cases in the U.K. Only about 6% of new cases in the U.S. are of the Delta variant. Health officials are working to find ways to get to President Biden's goal of having 70% of American adults receiving at least one dose of vaccine before July 4th. And the Senate has passed a massive tech and manufacturing bill aimed at keeping the United States competitive with China. The $250 billion measure contains money to bolster research and manufacturing of semiconductors and overhauls the National Science Foundation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said on the floor of the Senate that the bill will enable the U.S. to out-innovate, out-produce, and out-compete the world in the industries of the future. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's also there's a chat room there. The chat rooms are all over the place, but there's a chat room there. You know, smarter people than I are in that chat room. And always appreciate your time with me. And I appreciate the time you spend listening to it. Now, I'd like to believe it's the high IQ you have, if you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Because seriously, why would you want to listen to some of those other shows? You know, one of my jokes on this show, before I bring Seth on, is I always say the same thing. You can hear about how bad Biden is all day long everywhere. You can hear about how bad the Democrats are all day long everywhere. And, you know, there are other things going on in the world. There are other things happening that are going to affect you. Like we here in California, where CRT has become a big deal. They just passed a law here on it. How is that going to affect you? How can you fight back? That's why I bring on people like Brad Dacus. You know, he can explain to you how you can push back, how you can fight back on this with your kids, because your kids are your responsibility, not the schools, not the governments. They're your responsibility to raise and make sure that they're getting the right information to be good citizens. Because all that, you know, free love and let your kids find themselves, well, look what that's doing in Seattle and Portland and other places. How's that working out for them? Not very well. I've asked acclaimed New York City reporter and editor Seth Barron to join me. He's written a new book called The Last Days of New York, A Reporter's True Tale. You need to pick up the book. You need to see how these cities, and, you know, I'm sure, Seth, thanks for being with me, but I'm sure you'd agree that this is just not new to New York City. You're seeing this in many large cities across the country, aren't you?
Absolutely. And that's partially why I wrote this book. I wanted to show, especially cities in maybe red states that haven't embraced these progressive policies yet, to tell them, no, don't do it. They will destroy your city from the inside out and all the way around. New York City, look, here's the thing. 70s and 80s, when crime was surging, those were called the bad old days. Well, yesterday, Mayor de Blasio said, no, we shouldn't call those the bad old days. The bad old days were the 90s and 2000s when crime was going down because people's rights weren't respected.
Whoa, 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 whoa. So, wait a minute. crime was going down because people's rights weren't being... Okay, I just want to make sure that I heard that right.
Yeah. He says those were the bad old days. Even though crime was going down because people's rights weren't being respected, meaning that, yes, there was a policy of stop and frisk, which they did in order to get illegal guns off the street and which worked. Thousands of lives were saved. Look, you want to talk about Black Lives Matter? Thousands of black lives were saved by that because the murder rate went down so low. Now it's going back up. Starkly, as is happening in many progressive cities. So we're in this position now, and then you've got people like AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who says that neighborhoods with high crime have high crime because the police are there. Her evidence is, like, look at neighborhoods with low crime. There's no police. Therefore, police create crime. Over-policing neighborhoods makes the people feel upset, and then they commit crimes. This is the same, I mean, she's completely backwards. Everything she says is a complete inversion of cause and effect. This is the same woman who said that people, that the rise in shootings and murders is because people need to pay their rent and get bread for their families. These are not crimes of necessity that are happening. These shootings and murders, it's all like obscure street disputes, beefs, gang warfare, people shooting, you know, their ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend, like crazy stuff. Has nothing to do with economics.
No. And I hear the crime in New York City, actually, shootings are up over 500% in New York City. And I'm thinking...
Well, in some precincts, it's up very high. It's up more like 100% around the city. But you got to remember, most parts of the city don't have any shootings.
Okay.
But, you know, look, you're seeing, like you have in L.A., you're seeing a lot more homeless. You're seeing a lot more, like, people with serious mental illness that goes undiagnosed. They had to New York is famous for having 24-hour subways. They had to shut it down at night last year because they couldn't otherwise dislodge mentally ill homeless people from the subways.
Yep.
They couldn't get them off. They had to close the system.
Yeah, isn't it's sad because it's the same thing here in L.A. where you've got these mentally ill people on the street. You can't talk about mental health. It's really, I don't know when this happened, maybe about a decade ago, where you no longer, in the mass shootings, if you talked about mental health, they said, oh, yeah, you're just trying to take the attention off the guns. And it's the same thing here when they're in the street. You can't talk about mental health or dealing with them from mental health. It has to do with the economy. That's why they're in the streets. I don't buy that. You know, a lot of these people do have mental health issues, and they need to be helped. I get it. I'm not compassionless, but again, you've got to do something about it. You can't just let them live in the streets. Is New York City, the actual city itself, is it having the same problems that L.A. City is having? Where they're, I mean, these homeless people are encamped right in front of some of the most expensive, prestigious jewelry stores and law firms and what have you in downtown L.A.
We have some of that, but it's not the same. It's actually different. And part of that is because we don't have a 12-month, like, homeless season. Like, it gets just cold during
true.
The winter.
Yeah.
So people, and, you know, I'll hand it to de Blasio. They did not allow people to set up encampments. If anyone set up a tent, they would tear it down. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't have people sleeping on the streets all over the place. And you certainly have, you know, junkies and, you know, crazy people wandering around. But it's a different scene. I'm not going to say it's, like, better, but it's a different type of scene than what you have out there. And
you have,
like, San Francisco and Denver
you have safe shoot-up tents? Have you heard about those?
We've got something like that coming here, injection sites.
Yes.
I think it sounds like
safe injection.
An abomination.
I'm going, are you serious? So you're going to give them illegal federal drugs so they can shoot up. The only thing safe about it is that they won't get arrested.
I mean, there's very little arrests for that kind of crime now anyway.
Yeah.
You know, look, we're in a pickle. That's beyond doubt. People are leaving the city. The tax base has largely been gutted. So I don't really, you know, where we go from here is anybody's guess. But, you know,
yeah, but
my
guys,
contention
you
is
need
that
the money.
Things are...
But even if you get the money in, you're not going to. They're not going to fund the police departments. You know, you're watching what's happening in, you know, in L.A. They're playing some tricks. You don't have the same police type of government. You know, we have an elected sheriff that is an active sheriff's department, and then they have the police department in certain areas. And so you've got a fight going on between the sheriff and the county supervisors, because the sheriff wants to enforce the law. They don't want him to enforce the law in certain areas. So they're having their war here, you know, which is causing a real problem. So I don't see how these big cities, Seth, are going to last unless they get back to true law and order, cleaning up the streets, getting people the ability to come to safely come back into these cities and shop and that kind of stuff. San Francisco and L.A. is now going to do it. They're doing what's called a vacancy tax. So if you can't rent out your storefront, you're now going to have to pay a vacancy tax to the city.
Yeah. There's proposals to do the same thing here, which, I mean, who's going to want to buy a storefront? It's just going to drive, you know what? It's going to drive commercial real estate down. But then again, there's people in the city council who want, they're hungering for a collapse, because their idea is if real estate prices collapse enough, then the city can, like, seize it all or buy it, or it'll go into foreclosure, and they can turn it all into public housing.
Yeah.
This is their dream.
Because that worked out so good in the late 60s, early 70s, didn't it?
Well, I mean, New York City has more public housing than anywhere else in the country, by far, and it's a total mess. It's a disaster. 5% of New York lives in it.
Yeah, and they end up being some of the highest crime areas. I mean, people really need that. They always talk about numbers. They always talk about science, yet those same people screaming about science and numbers are the ones that are ignoring the numbers and the science and at the biggest level. Anyway, we got to go for a break here, and when we come back, I got a lot more questions I want to ask you. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. We'll be right back.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
This is the Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5562. Let me just bring him back on. Seth Baron has joined me. He's written a new book called The Last Days of New York. A reporter's true tale. In the future, when we're asked what happened in New York, how New York fell to pieces, they can be told in the words of Hemingway, gradually, then suddenly. And I get that totally. Seth, thanks for being with me.
Absolutely.
You know, I want to go sideways with you for a second here. You and I, you know, I don't know if you grew up in New York City or I didn't ask you, but, you know, I grew up in Boston. New York is very diverse, just like Boston is. We used to go to the different, you know, and some people get offended by this, but I really don't care. But we used to go to the different parts of town, you know, Chinatown, and you had the Italian section, you had the German section, and you'd go there for... truly for the culture, right? You want to taste the different foods. You go there for the culture. There were certain things you liked about those areas. So for, you know, a bunch of racist people, we really didn't even know what that meant. Same thing in New York. There were places in New York that you specifically went to because of the ethnicity of the area, the cuisine, and that kind of stuff. And, you know, I don't know about you, but growing up in a city like that, Yeah, did I experience, were there places that had racism? Of course there were. I always say that if you have a human with a heartbeat, you're going to have racism. Somebody's going to hate somebody. But for the most part, I didn't grow up with that. I didn't grow up being taught that, if you know what I'm saying. And yet guys like you and I are always pegged as, you know, old white racist, or in your case, you're a younger guy, white racist. So it doesn't fit well, does it? It's the only narrative the Democrats have.
Well, I mean, it's funny that you say that, because, like, you know, I mean, someone who's like 60 years old or so basically grew up with, like, you know, the Brady Bunch and Free to Be You and Me, and imbibed all of the same lessons about tolerance and wokeness, maybe not as extreme, but essentially the same, you know, lessons of equality and all of that, Martin Luther King and whatnot. The left likes to pretend like all white men are, I don't know, like big fans of Bull Connors, or like, you know, huge, like we just took off our Klan hoods. I mean, they're not really paying attention to the timeline of when people were born. Like, there's nobody around who was, like, active in the Klan, really. I mean, it's just not a thing.
You know, it's funny, in the shows of the day, if you would, All in the Family would never make it today. And that would be asinine, because if you wanted to truly see the ugliness of racism in a humorous way, that was a great show to watch. There were some great lessons in that show. Good times. If you want to, you know, as goofy as it was, there was also lessons in there on how black families were being treated at the time. And Norman Lear was a lefty. I mean, he was a
lefty.
Right? But he wasn't, I wouldn't say he was the same thing you see today. You know, those flaming left-wing, almost socialist, if you would. The lessons you learned in those shows that they would never allow you to watch today were good lessons for us white folks and for people of color to see the ignorance. It's ignorance is what drove a lot of this. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do. I mean, Norman Lear, you know, I guess he's still alive, you know. I think he's about 100 years old. he's, like, you know, there's a certain, like, snideness to, like, All in the Family. I mean, even though Archie Bunker is, like, the hero in a way, you know, a lot of the jokes are all on him, even though he's, like, an appealing character.
Well,
whatever.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Seth. Don't you think the appealing, though, was, you brought it up. Think about the day, okay? Here is a white-collar, what used to be called blue-collar worker, brought up in this city. Some of the undertones of what certain groups were like were just part of the day. Doesn't mean they were right or okay, but people needed to see how Bunker got to where he got to, and how he started to see and started coming along. And I know it's only a show, but it really, I think Norman Lear did a great job in that show in showing people how dumb racism was, dumb some of the things we were taught were.
That's true. And you know what? I kind of think it's funny the way that the Rob Reiner character, his son-in-law, Meathead, was totally like this wokester.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he really was just a bum. Like, he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
He didn't have a job. Didn't he just sit around all day kind of like complaining? It's kind of funny.
Yeah, there was one scene where he was telling Archie, you don't know what it's like to go to school all day. It's such hard work. And Archie's kind of looking at him going, you know what? That is the mindset of those in college on the left. Look at all the great things I'm doing. Look how hard I'm working. But again, those shows would never go over today. Everything you have to have today has to be, milquetoast, down the middle, not offend anybody in any way, shape, manner, or form. It's like, my God, how do you learn how to deal with anything? How do you learn how to deal with adversity if you don't have any?
That's a good point. You know? And if everything has to be within your comfort zone, then you, it makes it hard to live in the world.
When we were kids, you know, Dad would say, look, I know you guys are going to go out, you're going to party, you're going to do what you're going to do, but these are the areas you need to stay away from. Now, whether it was because we didn't get along with those people or they were high crime, it didn't make him a racist. It made him a guy that read the paper and knew what went on in certain areas of town.
Sure.
Nowadays,
no,
if you
totally
say anything
true.
Like that, you become you're tagged as a racist, right?
Yeah, no, it's true. It's absolutely true.
So what's at the root of all this? How do we start to turn this around? How do we start to make a change or make a difference?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, like, when Trump came to power, you know, a lot of people, I don't know if you like Trump or don't like Trump.
I do.
You know,
I did.
Yeah, his supporters felt, okay, great, he's going to make a change. Well, the depths of the swamp were, you know, it was a lot more of a morass than he expected.
I agree.
And the deep state in Washington is a real thing. Well, in New York City, we have, like, a deep municipal state.
Yep.
So, like, a good mayor, it will be very difficult to clean things up. There's a lot of moving parts. For instance, public sector unions. I know in California, the teachers union has a lot of power.
Yep.
New York, it's the same thing, probably even more so. Here's the thing about public sector unions, and they play on the fact that the American people have sympathy for the working man, for working people. And the idea of unions, look, everybody basically agrees that unions were a good thing. And it's good for people to be able to, you know, join together and fight for their common interest. However, and this is really interesting, a lot of people don't know this, but FDR himself, okay, who basically allowed the modern, like, labor state to function, he refused to let government employees form unions. He said,
right.
he said there's a contradiction in terms there. There's no management. If you're the public, if you work for the city, then the people are your boss. There's no profit being extracted in government. So there's nothing to really, like, fight about. Plus, unions get to participate in the public sector union can participate in the electoral process. So they wind up voting in their own bosses, like
right.
the politicians. So what you wind up with is these, you've got management and labor sitting at the same side of the table year after year. When de Blasio came into office, the first thing he did was give the teachers a $5 billion retroactive raise because Bloomberg hadn't given them, like, a raise. They'd gotten step increases, but, like, they wanted, like, a 4% raise. This was such a huge payout, he had to, it's still going on 8 years later.
So, Seth, you have that step in column increase in New York City with the teachers, correct? It's like people don't understand that when a teacher says they haven't gotten a raise in 3 years, that's not true. Because
that's right.
Every year that
you're saying it for me. They're getting a seniority increase.
Right, exactly.
And
it's a real increase, and it's about 2% a year, which is what most corporations, middle management strives for that 2%, don't they?
Yes, yes. And I'll tell you something else. In New York City, okay, you work for the city for, say, 10 years, 15 years. You retire. You can retire with a nice pension. Now, pensions are written into the state constitution. Like, if you've got a pension for work you've already done, that can't be touched. But New York City also gives you lifetime health care benefits to you and your spouse. Now, that's not like a pre-funded liability, okay? The city just pays for that as it goes along. And it's like up to $5 billion a year. Like, we're going to go bankrupt. I'm not joking. The city's going to go bankrupt. But the thing is, the unions have so much power. There's, like, I figure there's, like, about 150 different elected officials at all levels in New York City, okay? I would say there's maybe 3 to 5 who consider New York's, like, the fact that the public sector unions are going to bankrupt the city a problem. The rest of them, they could care less. This is their constituency.
Yeah, no, you're right about them caring less because it's the city. They'll always come up with the money. We have the same problem here. Listen, we're out of time, so I want you to tell people where they get your book and maybe even where they can find out more about you.
Sure. You can get my book at Amazon or any online place, and you can find me on Twitter, Seth Baron, NYC.
All right. Joe Bacini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Next hour, it's all me. You're stuck with me for the whole hour. So come on back, heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, and we'll catch you in a few minutes.